Start your morning off right with your recommended daily intake of news, weather, and traffic to get yourself up and running. Join us mornings with Gail, 6 to 9, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios here. It's been fun. I mean, I know we're going to get set for Football Friday coming up, and we'll start busting in. I was excited to add, you know, more college games to that slate in the next couple of weeks, but, no Rams and Lobos happening this weekend. So we thought we'd have some fun today, really talking basketball, too. Broncos and basketball, the two Bs. Our Power to Play Sports poll question is up, by the way, and this is overwhelming. After two wins in a row, do you think the Broncos are a playoff team? And I still believe they are. They have weathered the storm. They're going to get guys back, and that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to beat Kansas City, but they are going to get guys back. That should bode well for those next critical four games in the month of November. I mean, some huge, big opportunities for the Broncos. Teams, I think, that they're better than right now, they should, at least they should be able to beat on paper. Now, again, the Raiders are kind of the scary one in that mix, in that four-game stretch. And I really want to see how they do against Tampa Bay. Maybe that will tell me a lot of how I'm going to feel about that game coming up in a couple of weeks. But it's been fun here to talk basketball. You know, we talked to Wyoming head men's basketball coach Jeff Linder. We're waiting to get CU men's basketball coach Tad Boyle on the program. Talk about this Buffs team that, listen, I mean, every single year, I think the expectations are pretty high. And that bodes really well for this program. I mean, we're always expecting this team to go to the big dance. And I don't think that changes this year. Hey, we have Coach on the line with us on our First Advantage Hotline, CU men's basketball coach, Tad Boyle. Coach, always appreciate it when you can give us some time.
Absolutely. Good to be with you.
Yeah, it's a strange time, Coach. I feel strange because we don't even have the full schedule yet. And I talked to Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, earlier today. And he told me to ask you if you wanted to break that news today here on the program. I have to ask, so I thought I'd throw it out there.
Well, we're still waiting on a few contracts, and we're still waiting on one more game, but we're getting closer. We're getting closer.
Yes.
So we know we're opening up the season in Manhattan, Kansas. That much we do know on November 25th against South Dakota State, and we play Kansas State on November the 27th, 2 days later. So we know our first two opponents, and, you know, as coaches say, it's – and hey, guess what? Fans can't come to the games before January 1, so –
yeah.
You know, I know people want to know the schedule and who we're playing and when we're playing. And the one thing we know, the games will be on TV, which is good news. But we won't have fans in the stands, at least in Boulder, until after January. That's the earliest.
Yeah, and I know that's where I've been confused, too, because some schools, you know, they just have their conference schedule out. They don't have the start of this. They don't even have that game one. It's strange for you guys, too, for a while, because, you know, you have that first set. You have the Little Apple Classic. You have it set, but then the unknown was after that. But as you said, you're developing, you're getting that set. How strange is that, though, to be putting all this together? Here we are on October 21st.
Yeah, it's definitely strange. There's no doubt about it. But I think, you look, the one thing we know is everybody's in the same boat. So, you know, you just deal with it. And yeah, the one thing we know about, you know, our world today is you got to stay nimble and fluid, and you got to be able to react quickly and have contingency plans. And the most important thing, you know, for our players, I want to stay safe and stay healthy, and we've been able to do that.
I admire you, coaches, and of course, Coach, so much respect for you on the basketball floor and what you've done for that program, what you've done for Boulder, what you did for Greeley, for crying out loud. But now, when you look at all these extra things on top of what a coach is responsible for, when you look at the situation with COVID, I mean, that just adds more to your plate. Obviously, initially, that had to be tough to navigate through, but are you starting to get a handle on how to deal with all these extra rules and regulations?
Yeah, you're trying, you know, and you sometimes you ask logical questions and there are no answers. That's what's frustrating. You know, at the end of the day, though, Brady, you know, the biggest thing, you know, for me as a coach is we owe it to our student athletes to provide them a great experience, you know, while they're on our campus. And the unfortunate thing about COVID is that's robbing them of that experience. And the one thing I know about our players, they've worked extremely hard this off season. They love the game. They want the opportunity to compete, and I want to provide that for them. And you just have to remind yourself of that every single day. It's not about you. It's not about your frustrations. It's not about your ideas or your thoughts. It's about what is the student athlete's experience, and how can I best, you know, help make that as good as it can be. And so that's your mission, and that's what you have to get up every morning and try to do.
We're talking to CU men's basketball coach, Coach Tad Boyle. As Coach mentioned, they get that season started November 25th against South Dakota State in the Little Apple Classic in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm looking forward to that. As you said, it will be televised, so I know Buffs fans are excited. What are the expectations like? Coach, you and I have talked about this a lot. I think your expectations are always through the roof. I think a lot of people throughout the state, throughout the country, expect big things from this program every single year, and that's a testament to what you guys have built there, of course, but does it still feel different with this, with COVID-19? Are the expectations, you're just looking to get out on the floor, or are you still holding true to those, you know, big dance aspirations?
No, this is an NCAA tournament team. There's no question about it in my mind. Now, it's one thing to just talk about that and say it. You know, that doesn't get you anywhere. Everybody can say that right now, but the idea is you have to go out there and prove that. And you need opportunities to play to do that. And, you know, the one thing we do know is we had 11 non-conference opportunities to do that before. And now with the season being moved back from November 10th to November 25th, now we only have 7 non-conference opportunities to prove yourself. That's assuming that no games get postponed or canceled. And then you got 20 league games to prove yourself. So this is an NCAA tournament team. That's our expectation. That's our goal. It is every single year. This year's no different.
And how much of a luxury is that, Coach? I know McKinley Wright, you've talked so highly of him for so many years, and it's no secret he's going to be playing at the next level very, very soon. But given the strangeness of this season and, you know, the way practices are leading up to your conference schedule, how much of a luxury is that to have a player like him, a leader, but also just one of the best players in the country?
Yeah, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I would not trade McKinley Wright for anybody. I mean, I love coaching him. He works hard every day. He cares about his performance, but he also cares about his teammates. He's a great teammate. He's a great leader. I just can't say enough good things about who he is and what he represents, and I wouldn't trade him. He's going to be a pro, and he approaches his day-to-day basketball activities like he's a pro. Now we got to make sure, from an academic standpoint, from, you know, an off-the-court standpoint, he's doing the same things. But I'm telling you, as a basketball player, I've never coached anybody that works as hard on a day-to-day basis as McKinley Wright.
Well, and a lot of talk, you got the bookend situation going on, too, because of Keyshawn Barthelemy. Buffs fans are very excited to see what he can do. But having, again, McKinley not only be, you know, the leader as far as on the court and production-wise, but that's got to be nice, because it might be kind of a passing of the torch type of deal. And to have Keyshawn underneath McKinley this season, I mean, that's huge.
Well, it is, and I'm just hoping and praying that Keyshawn has taken his notes mentally from McKinley, because last year he had a chance to go against him in practice every day. This year he's going up against him in practice some days. On other days he's playing with him in practice, but just to learn from his toughness, his competitiveness, his demeanor, his ability to talk and communicate. And Keyshawn's made tremendous strides in growth since he's been here, and I'm just excited to see him in action, as I know the rest of the Buff Nation is.
Obviously, replacing a guy like Tyler Bay is going to be tough. I think we're all expecting more from Evan Batty on that side, Coach. But you said last year, I think you said, hey, we expect last year's team to be good. This next year following, we're going to be really good. Do you feel like this team is leaps and bounds above where you guys were last year?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that, no, because last year, you know, we had a really talented team. Yeah. I mean, we had won 21 games with 5 games left in the season. We tied the school record for regular season wins, and we had 5 opportunities to break that record, and we failed at every one of them. So that was disappointing. But last year's team was very talented, and we were very experienced. This year's team is very talented. We have a level of experience, but some of the guys coming off the bench this year might be freshmen that we're going to need to grow up quickly. And so we don't have the luxury of bringing in a Lucas Seward, you know, off the bench. And last year, even Maddox Daniels came off the bench as a junior. You know, now Maddox is a senior. But we're going to have some freshmen that are maybe in the rotation that we really didn't have last year. We had no freshmen in the rotation last year, so we had a lot of experience. But certainly a talented group, and a group that's going to get better as the year goes on.
It's got to be twofold there. It's great to get freshmen in early, because obviously that bodes well for the future down the road, because they'll have all those meaningful minutes now. But as you said, at the same time, there's a lot of question marks surrounding the depth chart.
There is, but you know, the beauty of it is with the recent NCAA ruling of every one of these kids getting their year back.
Yeah.
The freshmen basically have a free year. It's like a redshirt year where you don't have to redshirt. And what a blessing, especially for Colorado, having 4 freshmen, true freshmen. Obviously, Keyshawn is a freshman. He's a redshirt freshman. But those 4 true freshmen have the opportunity to play minutes and get experience, but not burn their year of eligibility.
Yeah, what a great thing. And I was thrilled to see that. First we saw on the football side, and then the news on the basketball side come out. That's got to be great news. And great news for so many different programs. But like you said, it's about these student-athletes, and giving them that extra year is absolutely huge, given what everyone's gone through.
Yep. Absolutely, it is, and we'll see what our seniors decide to do. I'll be sitting down with our guys individually and kind of having individual discussions as we get closer to the season. But I'm excited. I think, you know, Buff Nation should be excited about this team and following them and watching them grow and improve, and watching these young guys come in, and because I'm telling you, the future of our program is bright given this freshman class and the recruiting class that we're going to be signing here in November to add to the depth for next year's team.
Now, Coach, I'm excited to see it year after year. You put together a team with high expectations, and I know, like you said, to begin the interview, that hasn't changed. I'm looking forward to what should be a special season.
I appreciate that, Brady. It's always good to be with you.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Yep.
That's CU men's basketball coach Tad Boyle. And no, he didn't break the news, but he did say that they're close. They got a few more contracts to figure out and get that schedule done. I'm very excited to see what they put together on that schedule. But we do know they play November 25th. That's going to be the first game of the season, going up against South Dakota State, and that's going to be in the Little Apple Classic in Manhattan. They'll play K-State as well. So some opportunities to see this Buffs team coming up very soon, about a month away. Theirs is interesting. You know, I'm talking to Wyoming's coach, Jeff Linder, and they don't have their first, you know, 13 games or whatever that is. They just know when the conference schedule starts. Coach has the first couple of games. They know they're going to be playing a conference schedule, but they don't have the dates. Well, he does, of course, but, you know, you're working on that now on the 21st. Those schedules are usually out well before that, and it's an unusual time. I mean, it certainly is, and tell you, we did the poll question a week ago or so, who's going to have the better basketball team? You know, if you want to just go on off paper, you know, and say, okay, well, look at the stats, and the Buffs have McKinley Wright, and, you know, we did that vote too, and that was fun. McKinley Wright's a stud. He is going to, I mean, he's definitely going to get drafted. He's going to be at that next level. What he does with that will be, you know, up to him, and I'm pumped to see it. But we also asked, you know, are there some other guys? Isaiah Stevens out of CSU, Bodie Hume. Are those guys in that? Are they even in that conversation? That's what we're going to find out. We know where McKinley stands. I mean, this is his last year. He's going to the NBA. And, he went to the combine just to kind of, you know, now they changed and edited the rules where they can go just to see what they have. And if enough scouts are saying, yeah, you might want to go back one more year, that'll improve your stock. That's what I would do. That's what a lot of players do now. That wasn't the same for Tyler Bay. He was all right. No, I'm good enough now. I'm ready to go to the NBA. McKinley thinks he can improve that draft stock, and of course wants to. I mean, I think he's looking at this as unfinished business with the Buffs. And listen, if they don't make the big dance, if they don't make it in March Madness, that's another letdown. Now, depends on who you ask. I would say most of the experts did have the Buffs going in last year. Even though they lost the last five games of the season, and they lost that first game in the Pac-12 tournament, that actually they had the first round, they didn't have the second after COVID hit. So that was disappointing. And that at least had us asking the question, are the Buffs really going to the NCAA tournament? But Coach Boyle will tell you, yeah, I count that in my mind mentally as another trip to the big dance. But they've only got past the first round once. And that's where, I mean, Coach isn't just looking about getting into the tournament. He wants to see how far this team can go. That was a weird year for the Buffs, Colfax. I mean, they were in the top 25 more than I think any other CU basketball program's ever been. They kept cracking that top five. They stayed there for a long time, and they beat some really good teams. But then they just ran out of gas late. I don't know what that was. So we'll see if they can put it together for an entire season. Coach Boyle said, no, our expectations are exactly the same. Whether it's COVID, whether we have short practices leading up to games, whatever, our expectations are to go to the NCAA tournament, and I like that. 47 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to wrap up the show on the other side. How about Clayton Kershaw last night and improving that playoff? You know, we've known him as being one of the greatest pitchers of all time, but not great in the playoffs. What does that do to his legacy? Talk about that coming up next.
You want football? Set your dial to KFKA. Hear NFL games all season long on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.